Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. In this part of October on our farm, I think, eat, and dream apples. Today I'll be reading Joyce Sutphin's poem, Apple Season. Joyce served as Minnesota Poet Laureate for 10 years, and she grew up on a farm in Stearns County, Minnesota. So many of her poems portray a timeless quality of rural seasons, and they celebrate and elevate experiences of many of us in the Upper Midwest. I love how the poem Apple Season moves from tree to kitchen to apple-rich foods, but begins with a loving mother tree. Apple Season by Joyce Sutphin. The kitchen is sweet with the smell of apples, the big yellow pie apples light in the hand, their skins freckled, the stems knobby and thick with bark, as if the tree could not bear to let the apple go. Baskets of apples circle the back door, fill the porch, cover the kitchen table. My mother and my grandmother are running the apple brigade. My mother, always better with machines, is standing at the apple peeler. My grandmother, more at home with a paring knife, faces her across the breadboard. My mother takes an apple in her hand. She pushes it neatly onto the sharp prong and turns the handle that turns the apple that swivels the blade pressed tight against the apple's side and peels the skin away long curling strips that twist and fall to a bucket on the floor. The apples coming off the peeler are winding staircases, little accordions, slinky toys, jack-in-the-box fruit, until my grandmother's paring knife goes slicing through the rings and they become apple pies, apple cakes, apple crisp. Soon they will be married to butter and live with cinnamon and sugar happily ever after. You have been listening to Apple Season by Joyce Sutphin from her collection Carrying Water to the Field, New and Selected Poems, published in 2019 by the University of Nebraska Press. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.